Rashi's Baba Kama Perek Yud Mishnah Yud. Muchen Shakavis Maitzi Hari Elu Shalom. A laundry man that finds small particles of wool that separated itself from the baguette while he is washing it, he can keep those particles of wool. The Baal Bayis does not mock bid and does not care if the laundry man holds on to them. Bishahasarik Maitzi Hari Elu Shal Baal Bayis. On the other hand, the particles of wool that somebody who is hired to comb wool finds, he cannot keep them. He must give them back to the owner of the baguette. The reason being, when wool is combed, very many particles of wool separate itself from the baguette. When the Baal Bayis is makbid, he wants them back. Hakoyves noitel shloisha chutin behem shalom. The minhag was in those days, when somebody weaves a baguette, he weaves three threads from a different material on the edge of the baguette, and when the baguette is laundered for the first time, the laundryman would take off those three threads and even out the baguette. And the Mishnah is telling us that the laundryman can take those three threads and keep them for himself. The Baal Bayis is not makbid. Yes, the mikain, Hari Elu, Shal Baal Bayis. But if there are more than three threads at the edge of the baguette, then he must leave them to the owner. He cannot take any of the threads. And since there are more than three threads, the Baal Bayis wants to hold on to those threads. In Haya HaShachar Agabi HaLavan, Noito is a call behind Shalom. On the other hand, if the baguette is a white baguette and the threads woven onto the edge of the baguette are black, then even if there are more than three threads, the laundryman can take them for himself, as since black threads at the edge of a white baguette look very bad, so the Baal Bayis does not want them. He wants the kovet to take them off. Hachayet Shashir Minachut Kidei Lisper Bo. Somebody who hires a tailor to sew a baguette for him, and he gives the tailor the threads to sew the baguette with, and after the baguette is sewn, there is enough thread left over to start sewing another baguette. The amount of thread that we are talking about is double the length of a needle. He must give back this thread to the Baal Bayis. If there are less threads than that left over, he can keep it for himself. Umatlis Shehi Shalosh Asalosh Hari Elu Shal Baal Bayis. And if the tailor has material left over after he sews the baguette that is the size of Shalosh Espos, Asalosh Espos, three finger width, then he must give it back to the Baal Bayis. But if the material is less than Shalosh Espos, Asalosh Espos, then the Baal Bayis is not makbid, and the tailor can keep that material for himself. Masha Haras Maitzi B'matzad Hari Elu Shalom. Somebody who hires a carpenter and gives the carpenter wood to work with, the splinter that the carpenter finds after he works with a wood trimmer, he can keep those splinters for himself, and since those splinters are very small, so therefore the Baal Bayis is not makbid ubakasho shal Baal Bayis. But the splinters that he finds after he works with an axe, those splinters he must give back to the Baal Bayis, and those splinters are very large, and the Baal Bayis wants those splinters back. Bim haya oise eitzel Baal Bayis af hanesores shal Baal Bayis. But if the carpenter was working in the house of the owner of the wood, then even the sawdust he has to give back to the Baal Bayis, and since he is working in the house of the Baal Bayis is makbid on everything, and even the sawdust he would want back for himself. Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Shnayim Ochzim B'Talas. There are two people holding on to a talis. Zeh Omer Ani Mitzasiyah, Vezeh Omer Ani Mitzasiyah. Each one claims, I found it first, I picked it up first, and the other guy only grabbed hold of it after I had already made a kinyan on it. Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Vezeh Omer Kula Shali. Or each one claims the talis is completely mine. This case is talking about where the talis was bought from somebody and they both gave money to the original owner, but the owner took money willingly only from one of them. The other one forced him to take the money. The owner wanted to sell it to one of the two, but the owner simply does not remember which one he took the money willingly from. So the din would be Zei Yishabah She'en Lo Ba'Pachet Mechetia V'Zei Yishabah She'en Lo Ba'Pachet Mechetia Ve'Achloku. Each one of the two would take a shvua that they don't own less than half of this talis, and then after they both take the shvua, they would split the talis. Now, the Gemara explained the case is talking about where they are both holding on to the fringes of the talis. Now, if they were holding on to the talent itself, then the thing would be a little different. Each one would get the amount of the talent they are holding on to, and the rest of the talent, they would take a shvua and split the middle of the talent that neither one of them is holding on to. Now, the reason why they take the shvua that they don't have less than half of the talent, instead of simply swearing that they own the whole talent or that they own half of the talent, is because to swear that they own the whole talent, that we cannot tell them to do, since we are anyway not going to give each one of them the whole talent. And to make them swear that they do own half of the talent, we also do not want to make them take a shvua like this, since they originally claimed they own the whole talent. If they would go ahead afterwards and swear they own half, it would make their original words look like a lie, since they are now swearing they have half, and originally they were saying they own the whole thing. So instead, we tell them to take a shvua that they don't have less than half, which would seem to be saying that they do own the whole thing, but certainly less than half they do not own. Now, Me'ikra Din Midaraisa, they would not take a shvua. They would simply split it without a shvua. But the Rabbanan felt that each one of them should take a shvua. The reason being is otherwise, if any time somebody was holding on to a talent, the din would be that we would split it, so people would be tempted to go over to their friend and grab their talent and claim that it is his, and that way the din would be a chloku. So the Rabbanan said better that we should make them take a shvua, so people would not be tempted to grab hold of their friend's talent. If one of them would claim the whole talent is his and the other one would claim that half is his, the one who claimed the whole talent is his, he would have to take a shvua that he doesn't own less than 3/4 of the talent. And the one who claims that half of the talent is his, meaning that he claims that they picked up the talent together at the same time, so therefore half of the talent belongs to him, he would take a shvua that he does not have less than 1/4 of the talent. Then noita shloisha chalakim, and then noita revia. The one who claimed kulishali would take 3/4 of the talent, and the other one would take 1/4 of the talent. Again, we would not make the one who says kulishali swear that he owned the whole talent, since we are anyway not planning on giving him the whole talent. Instead, he would swear he doesn't have less than 3/4. He would take 3/4, and the other one would take 1/4.